This is Twit.
The title kind of says it all. That didn't take long. RGB SSDs from Team Group. I can imagine how Alan is probably salivating at the opportunity to test the performance of a fully RGB SSD that is not only RGB, but delightfully is compatible with Asus's RSync, MSI's Mystic Light, Gigabyte's RGB Fusion, and, quote, other fancy software to control your blinking lighting.
Yeah. You know, Team Group, they're the ones who had that, 480 gig SSD for something like $74 on sale. And it's just remained in the $74 to $79. So it's not an exceptionally fast SSD, but it's inexpensive. And, you know, you got to roll with the RGBs eventually. But it's
a market opportunity.
Yeah, it's a growth industry, apparently.
Oh, man.
But go ahead.
I was going to say, are you currently pursuing La Vida RGB in your computational lifestyle?
No, I typically have closed cases, so I don't ever see them. The motherboard I traded Mori from PC Per some about a year ago, it had RGB on there, and I just never even turned it off. I mean, it just... You know, if I look real hard, I can see that there's some light emanating from my case. But I did build that R5 2600X machine, and it's one of the MSI gaming motherboards. It's their Gaming 7 AC. And, oh, God, that thing is just – it's lights everywhere. And then you add in a video card that has, you know, one Zotac light, and at the time it was, you know, it was pretty blingy, but then you put on the AMD Wraith cooler, and it's just ludicrous. And now we're adding SSDs, and I mean, people are hiding those damn things, you know, behind the motherboard tray and cases anymore. So what? Now you need a window there? It's just.
Right.
I mean, it's an inexpensive thing. LEDs are inexpensive, and it's inexpensive to design a PCB that will integrate that. And you just got to put it in your product, and you've got kind of instant bling. And you can add $5 to $10 to your base model, or even more if you think the demand's there. So it's you know, it's like windowed cases back in the day.
I was never a fan of Windows cases, partially, almost entirely because my cable management is a friend of mine who's a particularly anal retentive about cable management. Once, like, I opened up a case to do something, and he just looked at it and went, no, we cannot have this. And he looked at me and said, go away, come back in 4 hours. And I came back, and he had done this incredible, like, you know, it was not quite like seeing the New York Police Department horse patrol when they've done up the horses, braided the horses' manes for the big parades, but it was near that level. Certainly way more sophisticated than any cable routing or cable management had ever needed to be in my lifestyle. I laugh in part because Shannon's getting ready to build a new gaming PC, and I'm afraid that by the time she finally gets this PC built, she's going to want to replace the 1080 she bought as the prices were coming down with something that actually has additional LED lights. And if there's a way to hack some of the – it would be nice if they actually did something that would make it easy to use some of the existing RGB control software to create custom RGB lighting additional, because she's just a, you know, she loves having, you know, the unicorn vomit on her keyboard, for example. I love saying unicorn vomit. It makes me so happy. Every time I look at a PC Per case review, I'm like, how many sides of it is glass? Nope, not enough glass for Shannon's next PC build, although I think we finally found the one she's going to get. But yeah, I just want the thing to not fail and to run as fast as possible, and preferably for as cheap as possible. But it's been getting to the point where some of my motherboard choices, which are generally A, pretty conservative, and B, as inexpensive as I can get with the features I want, I can't manage to avoid having LEDs on the motherboard. It's just so odd.
It's the default. At least you can turn them off.